State justice officials say on average it takes 2 years and $800 for victims of identity theft to stop a criminal from using a name they weren't given and financial credit they didn't earn. Mark Chidester of Greenfield believes a college roommate stole his Social Security number 11 years ago. It wasn't until Chidester got a call about an overdue car loan in Tennessee that he realized someone was posing as him, and worse yet, spending his money.
This guy has become me in quite a few other states. It's gotten completely out of hand.
The thief who stole Kent Clark's identity was no stranger either. The Milwaukee man's similar-looking brother used his sibling's name, racking up various driving offenses.
It rolled from there, it kind of mushroomed from there altogether. I have been in contact with police. I have been photographed, fingerprinted, testimonies given in 6 different counties.
Catching identity thieves is made more difficult because the criminal and victim are often in different jurisdictions. The bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Mark Gundrum of New Berlin, would allow Wisconsin officials to prosecute residents' identity thefts which occur elsewhere. It would also require law enforcement to take a report, something that's often not done. Jackie Getchen of Belleville said Florida officials didn't investigate when someone falsely got a credit card in her name and used it in that state. She then turned to local officials for help.
And they too said, what do they want us to do about it? This was done in Florida and you're in Wisconsin, so they should be filling out a report. Finally, I think I started to cry at that point and said, I have no idea what I need to do, but something's going on in Florida with my name, and they told me to call you people.
Robert Donahue says he too is frustrated by how current law can hinder enforcement. The Milwaukee County Deputy DA says changes in the bill will save thousands of dollars in reputations while not costing the state much.
The state's facing budget deficit and everything like that, but this is one of those things the legislature can fix. It's not going to cost a dime, and it will, in one sense, help more people than some of the other stuff you're doing.
The bill expands the number of documents covered under current identity theft laws. For instance, not just a birth certificate, but also things like a movie rental card or a grocery debit card. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.